got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy, is a mamma mia, is a ola, is a como telebu, is a Guantanamala. How is it that a wife can make her husband, how is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. How is that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on Jesse Lee Peterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and maybe walking, running, working out, whatever, you can podcast the show if you just can't watch it, but you want to hear it, you still want to listen while it is happening, you can on your phone. Your phone! By calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Thursday. I really don't know how Thursday got here so fast. What the? We just had a Thursday, and now we got another one. And what's so amazing about it, because we love the Bible Thumpers, Thursday is set aside to be have a little bit more time with the Bible Thumpers because you know how they are. They always got, they can't even communicate like normal people. They got another scripture. And so we said, you know, we love the Bible Thumper. Let's make Thursday's Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah. Hallelujah. In the name, I'm fire. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, it is amazing. A spiritual battle. It's not physical. It's spiritual. Some of you may know, some may not know. Some of you may know that Jesse Jackson expired, and they had his funeral in Chi-Town, better known as Chicago. And according to the reports, Obama, Clinton, Biden, and other people spoke at his funeral, Jackson's funeral. And according to report, Jackson Jr. told them when they do speak, or if they speak, according to report, I don't know what to order, do not go political. This is a funeral to say goodbye to Jesse Jackson, so don't go political. And apparently, they went political. What the? Oh, Biden, Obama, and Hillary, and we're not Hillary, but Bill. Obama, Joe Biden, you can't hide. Joe and Bill went political even after, according to report, Jackson Jr. told them not to. And so I wanted you to hear that so you could understand human nature. Know thyself. 99.999, not all, because there are men and women working on themselves now, getting to know themselves. But 99.999% of people do not know themselves. What a sad way to live, huh? Not knowing yourself. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Save the children. Why don't you save the babies? What a mess. So this is from Fox News. Following the death of Jackson, his son held a press conference where he requested politics be kept out of the service and the focus to be kept on Jackson's legacy. Watch this from X.
Bring your politics out of respect to Reverend Jesse Jackson and the life that he lived to these homegoing services. Come respectful and come to say thank you. But these homegoing services are welcome to all, Democrat, Republican, liberal, and conservative, right wing, left wing, because his life is broad enough to cover the full spectrum of what it means to be an American.
Amazing. Isn't it amazing? You got to tell somebody. Not to do politics at a funeral. What a mess. Talk about ego, huh? Amazing. So you heard him say, don't bring politics to this funeral. When they say a homegoing funeral, where are they going? Where is home that they're going to? What the? To this homegoing. Where is home? Home is where the heart is, Jesse. What the? Fox News. So you heard him say, don't bring politics to this funeral, to this homegoing service, or whatever he said. Fox News reported, former President Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Bill Clinton arrived on Friday, March 6, 2026, for a memorial service for the late Jesse Jackson in Chicago. Obama, Al Sharpton, Biden, and Camilla went on to discuss politics during their time on stage. Watch this from CNN.
Each day we wake up to some new assault on our democratic institutions. Each day we're told by those in high office to fear each other and to turn on each other, and that some Americans count more than others.
I don't care what they do in Washington. I care what we do in the community. We beat people bigger than Trump. We fought people harder than them if we stand up and be what we're supposed to be.
This is bad times like now. We're in a tough spot, folks. We got an administration that doesn't share any of the values that we have.
Let me just say, I predicted a lot about what's happening right now. I'm not into saying I told you so, but we did see it coming.
Sound like they spoke a politics to me. Amazing. I want to remind you that this guy said not to bring politics. Fox News report, and you heard all three of those people right there. It was about politics, right? That was Sharpton, Biden, Camilla discussing politics and Obama, the fallen Messiah. And remember, we needed you, Lord. We need you now. Here is from Fox. Bill Clinton called Jesse Jackson a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins free to bear. Amazing, huh? I asked, where is home? They said, a home going. He said, it's in heaven. What the? So you heard Obama, Al, Biden, and Camilla discussing politics. Fox News, Bill Clinton called Jackson a friend and recalled his conversation with the Reverend during his impeachment. Watch him from CBS News.
I don't think I've ever told anybody this. When the Congress was trying to run me out, and I was in that big impeachment fight, Jesse called me one night in the White House. I thought he was calling me. He said, I don't want to talk to you. I want you to go get Chelsea. Now keep in mind, he's got all this other stuff going on. We got all this other. He called me to talk to my daughter to make sure she had her head in the game. And he prayed with her on the phone. And, you know, a lot of people, it would never even have occurred to them to do that. And ever since Hillary and I went to visit Jesse in the hospital and Jackie and a lot of the family were there, I've been thinking about him, calling my daughter. He didn't know if I was going to be president in 6 months. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he liked Chelsea. I thought Chody had good taste.
Thinking. And Nick, I want to replay CNN. No. I want to replay X, where this guy is telling these people, y'all can speak, but no politics. Watch this from, this is from Fox News, where this guy say, okay, y'all speak at Jesse Jackson's funeral, but no politics. Watch this from X.
Do not bring your politics out of respect to Reverend Jesse Jackson and the life that he lived to these homegoing services. Come respectful and come to say thank you. But these homegoing services are welcome to all, Democrat, Republican, liberal, and conservative, right wing, left wing, because his life is broad enough to cover the full spectrum of what it means to be an American.
Amazing. And so it sounded like Bill Clinton was the only one that's kind of, hey, Jackson helped me in time of need. He's a friend indeed. But the rest of the people were politics, going after the great white hope. They don't know what to do with the great white hope. Donald Trump. Some people call Donald Trump amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing. Some people call Donald Trump king, and they hold king rallies in memory and remembrance of the king and the great job he's doing. Some people call him daddy. What the? I call him the great white hope. And they don't know what to do with the great white hope. Everything he does so far turns out well. That's why I'm encouraging you to have a way to see with this Iran deal. Have a way to see. Don't take sides. Don't be for or against. Have a way to see. Do what you want, but I recommend you have a way to see. What's wrong with having a way and see in life? What's wrong with that? So you heard the people speaking politics when they were told not to do it, according to the reports. During Fox News, this is from Fox News, during his father memorial service on Saturday, March 7th, Jesse Jackson Jr. offered a sharp rebuke of the tributes given by former Democrat Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden, noting that the trio share one thing in common. They didn't know. They really didn't know his father. Watch this from CBS News.
Yesterday, I listened for several hours of three United States presidents who do not know Jesse Jackson. He maintained a tense relationship with the political order, not because the presidents were white or black, but the demands of our message, the demands of speaking for the least of these, those who were disinherited, the damned, the dispossessed, the disrespected, demanded not Democratic or Republican solutions, but demanded a consistent, prophetic voice that at no point in time ever sold us out as a people. And it speaks volumes about who the Reverend Jesse Jackson was.
Al Sharpton was standing behind me. He sat down like, Lord, I went politics on. I'll stop it like, let me set my butt down. I don't win politics. Now this boy up here is telling on me. What the? So I wonder why that boy, what the? He mentioned Clinton. I guess Clinton went, maybe later on that little talk he gave, he went politics, but I didn't hear. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. They went politics. All ego. Ain't no love up in there. Amazing. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. And one little quick scripture I want to get you. Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. What the? But according to Matthew, it's in the Word. It's in the Word. Matthew 5:44 said, but I say to you, love your enemies. How many of you love your enemies? Raise your hands and shame the devil. How many of you love your enemies? How many of you bless those who curse you? How many? Raise your hands. All in the name. How many of you bless those who curse you? How many of you do good to those who hate you? How many? How many people do you even know who love their enemies, who bless those who curse them, who do good to those who hate them? How many do you do it, and do you? How many people do you know live that way, who love their enemies, bless those who curse them, do good to those who hate them, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you? Now, that's real love. That's not mama's love. That's not emotional love. That's the real deal. But you can't find anyone like that. You're not that way yourself, and you don't know anyone that way. What a sad way to live, right? No wonder human nature is evil. Let me go to Chaz, I believe. Is that Chad out of a first time caller out of Alabama, sweet home, Alabama. Chaz, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Chaz.
How are you this morning, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
That's awesome to hear. I just have a couple questions for you.
All right.
One of them is, should we pray for people or over people for any reason?
Well, you pray for them by not hating them, but wish them well.
Just like good intention in your heart for them.
Yeah, you just wish them well. You don't hold anything against them. You don't rejoice in their troubles or anything. You wish all people well.
Okay. Is it good to, like, say my friend the other day, he was being kind of emotional over a car payment, and one of my friends, she was like, "Hey, everybody, let's pray over him." Is that, I felt kind of weird to do. Is that something that's right?
Did you do it?
Yes, I did it.
That's the dumbest thing on the planet.
I know, it felt weird. That's why I had to ask you.
I get so emotional, baby. So, every time I have to pay a bill.
So what should I have done? Should I have just...
You should have just said, what the... And not done it at all.
Okay.
Why did you do it?
Well, we're all kind of friends doing our Bible study, and I didn't want to be like, I'm not going to pray over my friend.
Why not?
That was a stupid reason.
That was all ego. You going to listen to a woman tell you, let's pray over Bill?
Well,
why did you listen to the woman tell you that?
Well, it was kind of all the people around me that do it. So I figured I would do it too.
You couldn't stand alone and not do it?
Yeah, because I'm not. I wasn't sure if that's hurtful or if it doesn't work or if that prayer just doesn't matter. You know.
But think about this, Chaz. Who's gonna pray over Cabio?
Well, you know, over the sadness of our friend is what they're praying.
Who's gonna pray over that? That's dumb.
Yeah, I know it was. That's why
you should have told your friend, what a beta.
I should have been like, yo, I ain't wasting a prayer on that.
Right.
For real, okay.
But
okay,
you followed cool. The woman, and now you're suffering.
I did.
It's something inside of you said, no, that's silly.
Sorry?
Something inside of you told you that was silly to pray over somebody crying over a bill.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't want to make people look at me weird, I guess, for being like, no, I'm not going to pray.
And why did that concern you at all, how they look at you?
Well, they're my friends, and they're...
If they were your friend, they would look at you weird.
That's true. I think that our age, I guess, we kind of aren't as aware as, like, we just think, okay, any prayer is good.
How old are you?
I'm only 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm a new believer, actually, Jesse. You've inspired me a lot. I started believing about a year ago, starting a relationship with Jesus, starting a silent prayer, trying to stay with it.
Have you forgiven your mama?
I have. I live with my grandmother still, and I'm trying to get out, but, you know, I've forgiven her.
You told her?
I have.
And what did she say?
She was crying.
When she cried, she lied.
She's lying. I know she's lying. I know that. But, you know, I did it, and she seems like things have been better.
Right on. Will you stay with it?
Yes, sir. Can I ask you one more question? Or
yes. No?
Okay, let me look. I have it written down. I was just wondering, what was the hardest thing for you to overcome?
Ego.
Ego. And how did you overcome it?
By just becoming aware of it. Really seeing that was never a me, but it was always a thought that was a me. And so being aware of that changed it. Changed it.
Okay.
Are you staying out of thoughts?
It's an everyday battle.
Yeah.
I don't do the silent prayer, and I get back into my thoughts.
You say you don't do it?
When I don't do it, I go back to my thoughts.
Hold on, Chaz. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Episode of The Father State tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very fun and very interesting discussion with Pastor Miguel Martinez, and he is the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Norwalk, and Norwalk is in California, and a member of the Los Angeles Southern Baptist Association. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you say you care about the people?
I love humanity. I love souls. They're precious in the sight of the Lord.
Every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
Men who worship women. Right. That is a problem.
Absolutely.
Because a woman can be an idol.
How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Preach to her. I disciple her.
You like, Satan, go sit down.
I'm a Hispanic preacher, not a black preacher. I love this. Okay.
TheFallenState.tv, and you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel, and or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. The Hake Report coming up. The Hake Report. He white. And he ain't afraid of no blacks. What the? TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. He ain't afraid of no ice. Ice, baby. So he's not on the run. He's on the air Monday through Friday. Giving back to America. The American Anchor, baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Let me go back to Chaz, a first-time caller out of Alabama. So, Chaz, you say that you sometimes don't do the silent prayer?
That's right, Jesse. Yeah.
And why is that?
I have a bad sleep schedule.
What?
I have a bad sleep schedule.
You have what?
Like, my sleep schedule, like, I don't go to sleep. It's hard for me to sleep.
Oh, but you have time to go to a Bible study.
Yeah,
taught by a woman.
Well, no, not taught by a woman. I kind of lead it.
You what?
I kind of lead it.
You what? Oh, you lead the Bible study.
I don't lead it. I kind of lead it, yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, it's like fellowship. It's not, I don't like calling it Bible study. I like using the word fellowship like you use. Because we're all just there to love one another, I guess. It's not about the word and Bible thumping.
And so how did this woman make you get up and pray over a beta that was crying over a bill?
Well, she didn't make me. I mean, I made the choice. And I thought that all prayer was good. So I was just like, sure, why not? And then
said, let's pray over this man crying over his bill? Who said that, you or her?
The woman, yeah.
And so if you were leading the Bible class, how did she convince everybody to get up and pray?
Well, it's not a class, and I wasn't leading it. We're just all sitting around together talking.
Oh.
And then he brought it up, the friend, about the car payment. And the girl was like, quick, everybody. He started crying. She was like, quick, everybody, let's pray over him. I was like, sure, you know, he's crying. But I felt weird, you know, when I did it. I was like, bro, we're really praying because this dude can't pay his car bill. So kind of weird.
And did y'all pay the bill?
I have no clue. It's so irrelevant. It's like we got so much more important things to worry about in life, you know.
Oh, instead of y'all paying the bill, y'all pray for him.
Yeah.
That's cheaper, at least. So listen, why do you not? Oh, you said that you have bad sleep schedule. What does that mean?
Yes, sir. I have trouble falling asleep.
Why?
I'm not tired.
Oh, but sleep is not that important anyway. So don't make sleep a big deal. But what does that have to do with you? When you the morning come, you're not doing the silent prayer. What does that have to do with your sleep?
I get out of a routine, a routine of each day doing, you know, talking or letting go with God.
And why?
I think the main reason is because I still live at home with my parents.
What that have to do with getting up doing a silent prayer?
Well, we have a lot of animals that are in the house.
You live in a barn?
Yes, I know. It's bad.
Do you live dogs in a barn like Jesus?
Dogs and cats. And, yeah.
Oh, what? And what does I that know. Have to do with you doing a silent prayer?
Well, it's just my environment. I can't get in a routine, I feel like, to constantly pray.
You can if you wanted to.
I probably, well, yeah.
You can't. You do everything else you want to do.
Yeah.
Do what you want, but I recommend, but do what you want, that you practice staying present. Always know where you are and what you're doing. And don't let the mind carry you off into time, thinking about the past or the future. Mm-hmm. Practice staying present. And because when you, the greatest sin is to forget to be present. God and the truth and life and everything is already with you. And if you stay with it, you're going to just live your life, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah, I know. I've experienced a little bit of that this past year watching your YouTube videos and, you know, your fellowship bond, the amazing things you do. I appreciate you for that.
And so start doing it then.
I have. I'm working every day. I'm really trying.
Don't try. Just do. And you will not regret it. And then the natural way of living without stress or worry or busy schedule and all that mess will disappear, and your life will be easy, your burdens will be light, and it will be amazing. But you got to stay present.
Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you another question?
Let me ask you one quick question. Don't forget. Do you see that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Yes, yes.
So why do you let them talk you out or give you any reason not to be present?
Why do I let them talk me out of being present? Because being present sometimes, especially when you're alone, gets boring. And you search, or at least I search for like, a thrill or some entertainment or something. It's hard to sit still alone.
But being present is not born. Being in your head, thinking that you're born, is born. You're still into thoughts.
Yeah, well, sometimes in the present, whenever, you know, it's just sometimes whenever you're alone in your house, you know, and you're present, it's like, well, I'm bored. I want to go watch TV, for, you know, scroll my phone, do stuff that'll bring me into my thoughts.
But if you're bored, that means you're not present. You're in thoughts.
So you can't ever be bored if you're present.
Not at all. Zero. And that I promise you.
Really?
Yeah. You're in a thought, and the thought is telling you that you're bored. In present, there is no boredom. There is no sadness. There's no crying. There's no lying. There's no dying. There's no stress. There's no worry. There's no future. There's no past. There's nothing but life.
Yeah. Okay.
So when you're bored and you start.
I'm not actually present.
No, you're not present. You're in thoughts.
Okay, that's good to know.
Anyway, you had another quick question because of time.
Yes, sir. I got one quick question. And I've just wondered this. So I'm a new believer. I started believing in the past year or so, and I've read through the New Testament, and I'm starting on the Old Testament. And I was just wondering if there's any piece of advice you could give me for reading in starting reading the Old Testament.
Yes. When you read, do not read to remember. Let it go in one. Let it go in one ear and out the other. And then the second thing, stop being a believer.
What should I say instead of that?
Nothing. Stop being a believer. All believers are lost. They have a mind about God. They think about God, and they think they believe in God. But those are just thoughts. They do not believe in God at all. They believe about him. So stop being a believer. Now, I'm a believer.
What are you then?
Don't be a believer.
Well, what are you?
Not a believer.
You're not a believer. Okay, well, do you call, you don't call yourself anything. You're just Jesse.
Just Jesse.
Okay.
And as of right now, you should become just Chaz.
Just Chaz.
Don't be believing those people who say that they are believers. They are lost. And they are only repeating what someone else told them that they are, and the thoughts tell them that they are believers, but they're lost. They're in their head, in thoughts, calling themselves a believer.
So whenever you were in your thoughts, were you still Jesse?
Yeah, but I didn't know it at the time. I thought I was my thoughts, and I promise
I was just going to say, whenever you overcome thoughts, you've just always been Jesse. It's just you've overcome thoughts.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my name is Jesse, and Jesse.
Well, yeah.
So listen, Chaz, you stay with it. Drop all identities. You're not your body. You're not the thoughts. You're not your name. You're not this. Be nothing and just live. Don't have any goals. Get rid of your little goals and your little plans and just take it one step at a time, one day at a time.
I sure will. Thank you, Jesse.
And stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Earl. Earl, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, who plays bass and who plays guitar and who plays piano? And one of the songs that shows up in the beginning of the Jesse Lee Peterson show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a song that you have in the beginning of the show. It was like a jazz song.
You know what you're talking about?
Are you the one that plays bass?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, we don't know that answer to that.
Earl, are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, I'm on a headset.
Oh, hold on, buddy, because I'm having a hard time. I'm having problems hearing you. Derek, help him, and then let me know when he's ready. Let me go to Sean out of New York. Sean, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I go to the fellowship on Sundays, and I just keep finding myself with questions about what you say there. I guess the first question I have is about the biblical questions that you assign. Is it
what? How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Are you talking to me?
Do you say you want to respond to the biblical question?
No, no. My question was, do you expect us to take the biblical question and go to the Bible to understand it?
No.
Oh, okay. Then why is it a biblical question?
Because it's a biblical question.
So how are we supposed to answer the question?
You can go to the Bible if you want, or it's up to you. I'm just giving you something to work on yourself with.
Oh, okay. So I guess calling it a biblical question doesn't really mean anything if it's not something you expect us to go to the Bible to understand, right?
No, it's a biblical question.
What makes it a biblical question? I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Because I ask it.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough. I was listening to the fellowship on Sunday, and you were talking about Jesus and how he was a teacher, or the teacher, and that he was just teaching us about the do's and don'ts of what to do and what not to do, and how his message wasn't about the blood sacrifice or the cross sacrifice.
No.
That the cross was just a demonstration of how evil human beings are.
Yes.
Okay.
And how they were crucify you because they don't want the truth to get out there, or they hate the truth, and they don't want you to hear the truth because they want to control you.
I guess I'm confused about what the Bible is then. What is the Bible?
A book.
And who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
Okay. Should I just ignore the Bible, or?
You can read it, but not to remember.
So what would I read it for?
You ain't got nothing else to do.
So if I'm not bored like the last guy, because I should never be bored, I should read the Bible for something to do?
You can read the Bible if you're interested in learning more about some of those things. But don't remember, don't hold on to the knowledge of it. Right, because if you do, you're just going to have a head full of knowledge of the Bible, and it's going to make you think you know God.
Huh. Is the Bible the Word of God?
No, the Bible is the Word from God. The Word of God is inside of you.
Okay.
Word made flesh. Are you white?
Oh, yeah, very.
He white.
Very.
Are you a Christian?
I don't call myself one, but, went to church a lot. I was raised in church, and I guess it's fitting that I'd be calling you on Bible Thumper Thursday because, that was what was drilled into me through my whole life. Read the Bible and be immersed in the Bible. And I got to say, some of the things you're saying seem to contradict what the Bible says, and that's where I get stuck.
Give me an example of one thing.
Well, that the cross, going to the cross, was just a demonstration of how evil human beings are versus the penalty that human beings owed for our sinful nature. Or you say that you said the cross wasn't about the blood sacrifice, or Jesus coming wasn't about the blood sacrifice or the cross, almost kind of saying that the blood sacrifice and the cross weren't necessary?
No, I didn't say it wasn't necessary. I said that it wasn't about the cross or the blood. It was about the Father, the Son, pointing you and telling you about the Father and pointing you back home, letting you know that all your sins have been wiped away. You can come home now. You're free.
Okay.
But then the churches, the preachers don't want you to know that, because if you know that, then they can't control you. They can't use you. they need somebody so that they can feel like a pastor, reverend, bishop, preacher, prophet, whatever it is they're into.
Yeah.
And they didn't want you to know that, so they killed him.
Okay. Because I've been listening to you for a long time, and I get kind of confused about whether I ever was a sinner. Like, was I a sinner? And when I believed on Jesus and accepted that he paid the price for my sin, that was what allows me to return to the Father? Is that true, or
no,
is that accurate, or do I have it wrong?
That didn't do anything for you, but made you feel good for a minute. And then you went home, and then you cried.
On the cross.
I'm sorry?
I didn't cry.
So
Jesus
what?
Dying on the cross.
Repeat that.
And I didn't cry about it. I don't cry about it now. It's more, I want to know. I don't want to just think
what?
About it. Or I want to know.
But I want to. I want you, if you can, Sean, you said something about Jesus dying on the cross and it did something, something, something. What did you say about that?
Jesus dying on the cross was necessary for us to be forgiven of our sinful nature or our sins and returned to the Father.
Where do you get that from?
The Bible.
Where is that in the Bible? Where it says, where does it say that in the Bible?
Well, see here. It says it in a whole bunch of places. I'll get the list up for you here. Let's see. I don't have them at the tip of my tongue.
It
Sorry.
Was right on the tip of my tongue. But I forgot to say I love you. You're not going to find that just to save you some time.
Okay.
But you thought, you said you had a bunch of them right now.
Well, they're there. I've read them.
Where?
But, you know, in the Bible.
You read what in the Bible?
That I, in order for me to be saved, I have to believe on, well, like Jesus said, you know, the work of God is to believe on the one he sent, which is Jesus.
No, you never read that in the Bible.
Yes, I did.
Where?
Jesus himself said that. Jesus says that in John.
What do you say?
He said, okay, you want me to get the verse and bring it up and read it for you?
I thought you were already looking for it.
Well, you know, we kind of jumped ahead.
Come back to your phone.
What's that?
Come back to your phone.
Well, you know, I can't look at the verse on my phone and
put
up to my ear at the same time.
But, Sean, let me just say.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you forgiven?
Yes. I've forgiven my mother.
You told her?
Yep. We went to her. We had a nice long conversation about it.
Well, then you're no longer a sinner.
What's that?
Then you're no longer a sinner.
I believe I'm no longer a sinner.
But because salvation is of the heart.
Yeah.
Hold on, Sean.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. You can be looking for the word while I'm taking this break. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Thank you. AP sources say outdated intelligence, far left AP, that is, Associated Press. Their sources say outdated intelligence likely led to that United States carrying out that strike on that Iranian school that was next to a base. I mean, I think it hit the base next to the school, but it messed up the school. But anyway, that killed over 165 people, according to reports, including many of them being children, as if that's somehow worse than killing other human beings. But anyway, outdated intelligence. Outdated intelligence is likely led to them that strike. So claim sources, but they're just saying likely, so they don't actually know. And there's other mess going on in this whole here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday. Shout out. The 12th of March, AD 2026. Hang tight, callers. Sean and the rest of your callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats, too. We see them. We appreciate them. On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. On Bond JLP on Cash App. All right. As well as YouTube, Rumble if you like, DLive if you like, Pill.net if you like, even Odyssey, ODYSEE sometimes, and other places, I'm sure. Commie Nonsense Network is not necessarily the news today. I'm going to do my best to avoid Commie Nonsense for you, for some of the listeners. How do you like that? Three cargo ships, according to Ground News, three cargo ships were struck off of Iran's coast, according to the UK, the United Kingdom, including one in the Strait of Hormuz. On Wednesday, United Kingdom, that's yesterday, right? Maritime Trade Operations of the UK reported three cargo vessels were struck by projectiles, like torpedoes or missiles or something like that, in the Strait of Hormuz, or maybe bullets, with one fire forcing crews to evacuate. Wow. After U.S. strikes on March 10th, which was a couple of days ago, that targeted mine layers, U.S. Central Command said they destroyed 16 mine-laying vessels amid the U.S.-Israel-Iran war that began February 28th, 2026 AD. We are now on the 12th. Maritime firms reported hits about 50 nautical miles, whatever that is, northwest of Dubai, 25 northwest of Ras Al Kaima, and 11 north of Oman. Star Gwyneth's crew, they were safe, and 20 sailors were rescued by the Omani Navy. Isn't that nice? Shout out. Anyway, Trump is threatening to escalate attacks on Iran. As U.S. military, they destroyed, as you heard, 16 mine-laying boats. On Tuesday, a couple of days ago, President Trump warned he would escalate attacks if Iran mined the Strait of Hormuz, while U.S. forces destroyed 16 of those vessels near the strait, mine-laying vessels. Mines are like bombs that just sit somewhere. I don't know how they work in the water, but they used to like bury them in the ground, and you step on it, kaboom, terrible. Superior conventional forces against Iran, right? Iran has relied on small craft carrying 2 to 3 mines each, while Operation Epic Fury launched February 28th, targeting their targets eliminated Iran's navy. Wow. The Strait of Hormuz is about actually 21 miles wide. I thought it was like 30 miles wide. It handles nearly 20% of global oil shipments, as you may have heard. Iran's 6,000 sea mines could linger for months, blocking tanker traffic. What a mess. I heard that tankers can carry 2 million barrels of oil each, or whatever they're carrying. Well, whereas trucks only carry like 6,000 to like 9,000, maybe 10,000 barrels. So millions versus thousands. Interesting, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, is a Guatemala. How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is that? Don't you want to know? How is that? What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast and listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
I get so emotional, baby, every time. What a mess. A spiritual battle, and it's Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go back to Sean out of New York. Sean. Hey, Sean.
You're singing or that intro to Bible Thumper Thursday?
So what now? What now?
Yeah. So I guess in the end, you
did
know.
Did you find it?
Yeah, it's in John where Jesus is talking to a crowd. And he's explaining who he is, and they're asking him, well, what, you know, he says that you must do the works of God. And they say, what is the work of God? And he tells them to believe on him, to believe on Jesus, the one he sent.
But you know, you would tell me about, oh, he went to the cross and he shed the blood and the blood of God.
Yeah.
And that was Jesus. And Jesus said, you must believe, you must believe, and he shed the blood. Where's all that?
Where is it that the blood was necessary?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the whole Bible, if you read through it, points to the
read to me where it said the blood, what necessary is in the blood.
So I got to tell you the exact verse?
Yes. You quoted it.
I did?
You did.
When? Look, I'm not trying to get you or anything.
No, I know you're not. I know that for sure.
I've gone.
But I'm trying to understand. You quoted something, and where are you getting all that from?
That's what I'm confused about. I don't know where you're getting what you say from.
Like what? So where is you get,
yeah. I mean, what is, I guess here's what, you know, you know that church is church and it's drilled into you to study, to show thyself approved. And you gotta know the word of God and you gotta study it every day. And that the Bible is the word of God. And, you know, I've heard you say it over and over again on, Bible Thumper Thursday. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. But you've said that Jesus isn't God, even though that verse says that Jesus was God.
That verse didn't say that at all.
God before Abraham was, when he's talking to the Jews and they're, the Pharisees, and they're looking for a reason to kill him, he said, before Abraham was, I am, which was the name for God. So I'm not trying to gotcha.
I know, but where did you get that it was the name for God? Where did you get that from?
It's called you're going to love this word, the Tetragrammaton. It's what the Hebrews...
Tetra what?
Yeah, it's the Tetragram. I don't know how to pronounce the word, but something like the Tetragrammaton. So if you go back to the original Hebrew, where the Jews were, the Israelites were talking about God, they didn't feel it was right to say his name, so they came up with, and they didn't have vowels, so they didn't have O and A and E, they just had three letters together, which meant God. So when Jesus says the word was God.
Let me ask you this, Shah, yeah. Because of time yeah. now. Who do you believe, Jesus or what the people said about him?
Jesus.
Then Jesus never said he was God. Why don't you believe him? He said
Jesus
he was the
said,
Son.
Or Abraham was.
Shah, hold on.
I'm telling you exactly what Jesus said. Yes.
Hold on. Why are you believing what somebody said about him, but rather
meaning
than
the Bible,
what? Sean, hold on. Hey, Sean, hold on. Why are you believing what others said about him, rather than believing what he said about himself?
I'm trying to explain that Jesus said that before Abraham was, I am. And when he said that, he was saying not that he was God, but that he was equal to God, which was why the Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to kill him, because he was.
So you're not answering my question, and then I'm gonna have to run.
That was what Jesus said.
Why you believe what others said about him instead of what Jesus said about himself? I am the Son. I am the Father, and I are one. The Father's in me, and I'm in the Father.
And what does it mean
believe what he said instead of believe what others said about him? You're not even listening.
Yes, I am.
No, I'm asking you a question, but you're talking while I'm asking.
You're not listening.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Let me go to Josh. Thank you, Sean. Let me go to Josh out of New York. I gave you a lot of time, Sean. I know it's Bible Thumper Thursday, but it don't mean you get the whole time. Let me go to Josh. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Josh.
I want to give advice to people working on themselves and, I guess, talk about a couple other things. To anyone working on themselves, don't try to help anybody, because whoever you try to help, you will hurt. Whoever tries to help you will hurt you.
And why do you say that?
Because it's not in our ability to help anyone else. It's like we're all in the same soup. We're all in the same situation. It's like your pinky trying to help your thumb.
And did you try to help people at one time?
Yeah, I was trying to. I have a friend that was. He's working on himself. I started working on myself first, and I started talking to him about it. And then he was listening to me and doing what I was like saying to do. And I was like, "Oh wow, this is cool." And then I was trying to like work on him for him and take on his hell, and you know, try to like just spend too much energy worrying about him when I should have been putting that back on myself, and it was a mess. He's working on himself, but he's crazy, and he's got issues with his mom and all that. But I told him, you know, work on yourself away from me, and I forgave him. I'm not mad at him.
And how did it turn into a mess? What happened?
I made him feel like I could handle all his hell. Like he could put all his mess on me.
Yeah.
I was just trying to take on things that I had no reason, you know, taking on, no ability. I couldn't handle it. I'm not God. None of us are God. None of us. 25.
And so when, and you stopped doing that?
Yeah, I stopped doing that. And there was a girl too I was trying to save, and that was a disaster. And yeah, that was a while ago, but that was a mess.
What happened when you stopped trying to help your friend in that way? When you stopped doing that, what happened? How did he respond to that?
Oh, he didn't say anything back. He just, because he's working on himself, so maybe he understands that right now he's got to be away and dealing with his own thing away from me.
How do you know he's working on himself?
He's because I see him growing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see him changing, but and he you know, says things that are true.
Did he forgive his mama?
Yeah, he's working on it. And you know what it is? He's got no boundary between him and his mom, and he started talking to his mom about me, and then his mom started, you know, feeding him, you know, attacks on me, and then he would give those attacks to me because his mom still controls him.
So I thought he was working on himself.
Maybe he's not, but I.
But why are you saying he is?
I felt like he was changing.
But how is he changing? He has not forgiven his mother, right? You said that.
Yeah, no, you know what? He hasn't.
And according to you, he's attacking you with his mother's words.
Yeah.
So then why do you think he's working on himself then?
Maybe he's not at that point.
I know, but why do you say he's working on himself?
Because I want to believe it. I want a companion in the light. I want like I don't know. I was trying to make him into like, you know, someone who could hang out with me.
And so it's about you then, and not about him.
Yeah.
And so you're lying to yourself by saying he's working on himself.
Yeah.
And why are you? And you're doing that because you want to believe it, so you can have a friend.
Yeah, like someone at the same, someone who could be in the same energy as me, you know, like.
And so, are you working on yourself?
Yes.
So, if you're working on yourself, why are you doing something like that?
Because I'm still maybe toiling with the ego. Playing around with the ego.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm still like playing with it, like, you know. Yeah, I am seeing that I just need to just accept everything the way it is, like inside and outside of me, and just kind of like dissolve. I am seeing that. Yeah, how I am seeing like the poison, the murderous energy and thoughts. Because thoughts are separation. If you're in your head, it's because you're not.
So you're not ready to help other people because you're not even clear yourself.
No, I'm definitely not. And right. That it brought on hell.
All right. Well, you stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer day and night?
I do it during the day. I do it during the morning. And I try to at night, yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer day and night?
Maybe, no, not day and night.
And so why did you say yes, you were?
Well, I do it every day.
Why did you say yes, you were doing it at day and night?
No, I didn't say I was doing it day and night. I said I was doing it in the morning and during the day.
I asked, were you doing the silent prayer day and night?
No, I'm not.
And why not?
I don't know, to be honest.
All right. Well, how are you going to help anyone when you're not allowing yourself to be helped?
I can't help anybody.
Yeah. Well, I got to run, but do what you want, man. But I would recommend, do what you want. It's really up to you.
Yeah.
Is that you practice staying present and keeping your mind where your body, know where you are at all times and what you're doing. And I recommend you do it morning when you first wake up and last thing at night, so you can, you know, even when you're sleeping, you can be aware. But it's up to you, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
And stop trying to change anyone. You just work on you.
Yeah, I stopped.
All right.
I learned that. All right.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Adam out of Kansas City. Adam, you are on the air.
Mr. Jesse, how you doing, brother?
All this well.
Excellent. I wanted to ask you today about I wanted to ask you about the Our Father prayer in Matthew and kind of what your opinion on that prayer is, and how that relates to the silent prayer.
It is an amazing prayer. It's the prayer you should pray. And when you're doing the silent prayer, that's exactly what, when you're doing the silent prayer, you are doing the Lord's Prayer. You're acknowledging God, your Father. You are forgiven, asking Him to forgive you as you forgive others. You are letting His will be done on earth. And it is the silent prayer.
That's wonderful. Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate that, Jesse. And then if you got a minute, I wouldn't mind trying to take an answer at your biblical question of the week.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
And it was, I just tuned in a little bit this morning, but my opinion on it is I don't think you can do either, because as we say, Christ above man above wife above children. So I don't think the wife can make the man do that, but likewise, Jesus calls men to take care of their wives the same way that He takes care of the church. And so I don't think a man could ask the reverse either if he's with God.
So then why is it that women make their husbands sleep on the couch then?
Oh, because they're not with God.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I see.
I think a woman that's with God wouldn't ask that. And I think a man that's with God wouldn't ask that of their husband or wife.
Oh, okay. So your response to the biblical question is that the reason that she's able to do it is because the husband is not with God, one with God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the wife is not either.
Yeah.
I got you.
If the man's not with God, then how would the wife be, right?
Nice. So. Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Adam. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I look forward to hearing it. God bless you, Jesse. I really appreciate you. I've been listening for 10 years, and I used to be an atheist, so.
Right on. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
You do the same, brother.
I will.
Love you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Morning.
Good morning.
Jesse.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jesse W. on Cash App yesterday in the last few minutes, and actually I think it's not my fault that I missed it. He said, amazing show today, yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
Tom, three coffees, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hi, Jesse. When you say, don't call it you, do you mean positive things as well?
No such thing as positive things. Amazing.
Thank you, Tom.
You, though. So, no, I don't mean that because there's no such thing as positive things. Amazing. Thank you.
Jack B. over on Cash App. What does Trump have to say today?
I'm glad you ask.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Let me find out.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
Amazing. And it is.
That's a fact, Jack.
The great white. Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Jack B. Mark Lewis. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. And thanks for you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Indeed. Reached our goal. Angel Angela. No message.
Thank you, Angel Angela.
Or maybe it's Angel Angela. Anthony
thank
L.
You.
With a sticker.
Right on. Thank you.
Nikki 313, forgive me if I'm slow. If someone asks for help.
Ask!
But reacts badly. Asks for help, right? But reacts badly to what I advised. Does that mean I shouldn't have said anything?
No. If they ask and then they reject it, you go your way and let the dust hit your feet.
One sister understood, but the other got angry and raged out on others. Thank you kindly.
Right. Well, the sister that understood, it was meant for her. And the one that got angry and went out, it wasn't for her. Sound like the rich young ruler. When Jesus said, hey, give it all up and follow me. He's like, oh, no, I ain't that stupid. What the?
Julie M. Hi, Jesse and Hake. A Bible verse that I thought you would like is Psalm 120, verse 7. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Unquote. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday, Bond and Chat. Thank you.
Nice. Bible verse. Right on. Thank you.
Very generous as well, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. That's amazing. That's deep. It really is.
Anthony L., don't thump too hard. You're going to break something.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Black Pearl. Our Black Pearl. I'm a PK. I love all. I don't like all. I forgive my enemies, but I stay away from them. Every day, I say Psalm 91, Psalm 23, Psalm 37, Psalm 35.
Amazing. Matthew 7 said, 21. No, not Matthew. I'm sorry. Yeah, Matthew 5:44. Love your enemies. You love your enemies, Hake.
I can't lie on Bible Thumper Thursday, can I?
Don't make me lie.
Yes, I love my enemies.
You love your enemies.
Well, yes. In the name of Jesus, I speak in faith. I love my enemies.
Do you bless those who curse you?
Yes, starting now, I bless those who curse me.
Do you do good to those who hate you?
Oh, not yet, but I will.
Do you pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you?
No, I don't even think of doing that, actually.
Amazing.
But I maybe I ought to.
So you do some of Matthew 5:44. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Black Pearl, PK. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Pearl.
Mark Lewis, Bible... Noun.
Who?
Definition of the Bible. Mark. This is Mark Lewis. Bible. Noun. A comprehensive manual that describes something.
Amazing. Thank you.
Larry H. Iran sending drones to California? Inside job.
Well, they said that I saw the news, local news yesterday, that somehow or another they found out that Iran wanted to do some terrorist attacks on us. Here in California. What the? So watch out. Ain't no telling what's going on in this here old world. Human beings are evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Larry H. Trump took out a school of kids to make Iran mad? Double question mark.
Iran was already mad, according to the story.
Yeah.
Amazing. But Trump said he did not do that. They did it, pretending that he did it. So, whatever. Thank you.
And I read that if the U.S. did it, it may have been based on outdated intelligence. Larry H. says, Jesse loves to blend in a cuss word every chance.
What was the cuss word?
I don't know.
Thank you. I don't know what the cuss word was.
Larry H. says, Jesse won't even do good for the homeless. What, I think he does.
What do you want me to do for the homeless? I don't know, my way when they come.
I think you do. I think that's good that you do that. That's why I said he does good for the homeless.
But
I'm going Black Lives Matter on you, lady. Finally, somebody doesn't put up with their mess.
Yep.
That's good. Border Hopper 1985 says, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis?
Amazing.
Is that guy still alive or did he die?
Man? I was thinking the same thing. I think he expired. I really do, but I could be wrong.
Gary Coleman died at the tender age of something in 2010.
May his soul rest in peace.
The tender age of 42. Born in 68. Died in 2010.
May his soul rest in peace. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir over there. Mike Young, hey, Jesse, what is going on with the SAVE Act? Are white people in Congress that afraid of being called racist?
I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but it sounds like it. What a mess, huh? I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest of your Super Chats later, guys. Thank you kindly.
I appreciate that. Let me just go to Junior out of Texas. Junior, you are on the air. Hey, Junior.
Yeah, can you hear me, Jesse?
I can now, yes.
Hey, so I was listening earlier on, because you know this Bible Thumper Thursday, right?
Yes.
We trying to get right with the word.
In the beginning, there was the word. The word we got. God was the word. The word we got. In the beginning, yes. Hey, Junior. Something happened. Let me. Are you on mute, Junior? I had two brothers named Junior.
Yeah, can you hear?
I have a cousin named, couple of cousins named Junior. Everybody and their daddy named Junior. Except Leroy. I can hear you now, Junior. You keep cutting in and out, though.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know why. I guess because I'm driving out here in the outskirts of Texas, over here by Tyler.
Okay.
No, but I was asking you. I was trying to hear your two cents on John 1, verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." What do you feel about that? And do you think it's Jesus, or what would it be talking about?
It was talking about the Word was with God. And the Word was made flesh and put into the body of Jesus Christ, and that Jesus, the mind of God, Jesus was the mind of God. And so God brought him into existence. And so that's how he was with God all the time, because he was one with God in his mind. And God spoke him into existence.
Do you think that Jesus was with God when he created man?
Yes.
You do, right? That's good. That's good. I like that. So Jesus was with God when creation was being created, basically.
Yes. He has always been with God. He was always within God's mind, and God spoke everything into existence.
He did. Everything into existence. And
Hold on, don't hang up. Hold on, I gotta take a quick break. It's amazing, half hour went just like that. What's up? Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Amazing merch. We're going to check it out in a minute. Amazing merch. Punchy's coffee. Good. Really, my own coffee. And every dime you spend on it goes back to helping us to help others. Thank you. But you're going to love the coffee. T-shirts, when she crying, she lying. Amazing. Go back to the T-shirts. Amazing T-shirts. Can you read some of those others up there?
Yes, I can.
Their T-shirts.
Amazing, like you said. A man with anger.
Oh, yeah. Any man with anger and woman is a murderer.
Amazing shirts. The Great White Hope. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And we have mugs and hats and all kind of things. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, and my books are amazing. And I will sign the books. Check them out. They are amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores. I also do shout-outs for you. Shout-out on Cameo. .com/JesseLeePeterson CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And thanks for your support as well. And like these videos. Let me go quickly back to Junior out of Texas. Junior.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, man, you got everything right. Coffee, T-shirts. Man.
He black.
You need to have a. You need to have coffee time Saturday. That's what you need to have. You got some with some espresso, something to wake us up.
So,
John chapter 1, amazing indeed. Verse 1. So we agree that Jesus was with God when everything was being created.
Yes, because Jesus was the mind or is the mind of God.
Son of God, right?
Right, he's the Son.
He's the Son. So I was listening to one of the other callers, and I think I should stop listening for a little bit because I have like one question, and then a caller calls, and then I got another one. But he was talking about when Jesus was in front of the scribes and the Pharisees, or you could say the Jews, and where Jesus tells them that Abraham saw his day and was joyful, and he says that. whenever he's speaking, the scribes ask him, they're like, hey, you know, you're not even 50 yet. And you talk about, you know, the prophets. But when he says that Abraham saw the day and he was rejoiced. What do you think he was saying when he saw the day? Like, what would that be?
When he saw the day?
Uh-huh.
I don't quite know what you're talking about.
If you go with me to John 8, 58, okay. Remember, it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible so. Thumper Thursday.
He's black. I'm not black, Jesse. I'm just from the South. All right.
Are you black?
It says, no, I'm not.
How come you sound black?
You blacker than me, Jesse. All right, man.
Are you a white man?
No. No, sir.
Oh.
It might say on my ID. No, I'm Hispanic, Jesse.
Oh, why you sound like a black person?
I'm everywhere.
Oh, because you're Southern. That's why.
I'm from the South. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but go ahead. Yes, read. Sir. You're about to read something. So, go ahead.
Okay, so here. John 8, verse 58, it says, Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. But before that, go ahead.
That's because he always has been, but he was the mind of God.
And then check this out. 56 says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and he was glad. What would you think, what was that day, or what did Abraham see at that moment?
Because Jesus was the resurrection. He was the New Testament. He came, and because of him, we now have eternal life.
Because of him. So Abraham saw the resurrection?
Yes.
Check this out. I want you to walk with me right here, Jesse. Okay. Be patient with me. So all right. Remember when Abraham had Isaac, right? And God says, give me your son Isaac, right? And he grabs Isaac, and he takes off, and he's about to go sacrifice Isaac. And then Isaac sees that Abraham is preparing the sacrifice, and Isaac asks Abraham, he says, Father, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, the Lord will provide. So he takes off with Isaac, you know, behind Sarah's back, and he gets to where he's about to sacrifice Isaac, and that's where God intervenes, right? Because he sees the obedience that Abraham had in sacrificing Isaac, and then he sees the lamb that was right there present. Could that be Jesus in what Abraham saw that took the place of Isaac, which is us, right? And that's how we have everlasting life through Christ. Could that be something that you can see?
You said a lot, and it sounds like Christian stuff, so I'm not understanding what you're saying.
I'm a disciple. Before being a Christian, I'm a disciple. So,
what's a disciple?
What do you think about that? Those who follow Christ.
Oh, okay. I don't. You said a lot.
Those
so I don't,
those no. who are connected to the vine, which is who, Brother Jesse? Who's the vine?
God.
It's Jesus. Come on, no, Jesse is Jesus. God's the laborer. Come on, man. We're from the South, Jesse. Come on, man.
You don't know that the Spirit of God is the vine?
The Spirit of God is not the vine. Jesus is the vine. And it says that God is the laborer.
What does that mean?
That's John chapter 12.
Jerome. Jerome. What's your name?
Jerome. He said Jerome.
Junior.
Junior.
Junior, no, you said Jesse. A lot of Christian stuff, and the Christians don't have an idea what they're talking about.
But that's a disciple. It's a disciple verse. It's not even Christian. A Christian comes from the people who follow Christ in the book of Acts, right? Way after. But what we're talking about discipleship.
What's discipleship?
It's the people who are discipled of Christ.
And who are those people?
I mean, I am, you know. Well, actually, the disciples.
You are a disciple of Christ?
The platform. The 12 disciples were the ones under Christ, and those became the apostles, including Paul. Saul from Tarsus. He became an apostle, but he was also discipled by Christ. But a Christian, in terms, Christian comes from after. They were known as Christian because they called them little Christ-like people in the book of Acts. Technically, Christians is just, this is like after.
Where are you getting all this stuff from, Junior?
It's in the Bible. I mean,
you said that. You may be able to make it clear for me. Hold on.
We're about to crystal.
Hold on a minute. You said that you are a disciple, right?
Yes, sir.
So maybe I can understand better what you mean by that. Why do you say you are a disciple, and what is that?
I'm a branch connected to the vine.
And what does that mean?
John chapter 12.
What does that mean?
The vine is Jesus. The vine is Jesus. The laborer is God. And I'm the vine connected to Christ.
And how do you know that?
Because those who bear fruit for Christ, it says that not only will they bear fruit, they'll bear many fruit.
And those
branches that are not connected to Christ are dry branches, those who don't bear fruit. And it says that God, who is the laborer, will come and clip them off.
But Junior, you're preaching the Bible, but how do you know you are a disciple?
Fruits. That's what we look for, is fruits.
What are your fruits?
To do the will of God.
And what is his will?
His will is to go and make disciples.
What?
Preach his word.
Why do you
baptize
say that?
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus
Why do you
says.
Say that? That is God's will.
Isn't the will of God in the Son?
How do you? Why
Jesse,
do you
not,
say,
now you
Junior?
To me,
Junior, why do you say that? That's God's will.
Because that's what the will of God is.
What?
Go and make disciples.
And how do you know that?
Baptize them. It's in the Word.
It's in the Word.
It's in the Bible.
But how do you know that? That's God's will.
That's his will. His will was, when he gave his son, it wasn't, what's his main will? It's for us not to die. So that's
Junior,
why he gave his son
Junior,
for us.
Junior, let's break it yes. down because of time and then I got to run. You say you are a disciple of God, right?
Christ.
Of Christ.
God and Christ.
So
yes.
you are a disciple of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And what is a disciple of Christ?
Those who do the will of God.
And what is God's will?
What is God's will?
Yeah.
Whatever the will is entitled at that moment.
And what is that for you as a disciple?
Man, it's to win souls. It's to preach. It's to spread the gospel, the good news, right? That's what gospel is.
To spread
the good news.
And who told you to do that?
Who told me to do that?
Yeah.
The Word.
What Word?
The Bible.
No,
read the Bible.
The Bible told you to do it?
That's what in the book of Matthew.
But that's what the Bible told you to do?
The thing is this, Jesse, because I can be emotionally driven, but I need to be spiritually attached to God.
Junior, that's what the Bible told you to do?
Yeah.
And what did it tell you to do?
It said, go and make disciples.
And you are making disciples?
We're making disciples, yes.
And how are you making them?
Check this out. Matthew 28:19-20 says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
Junior, how are you doing that?
Talking about God.
And how,
talking about Jesus.
And how is that making a disciple?
Hey, I can only plant the seed, and those who are willing to go forward after planting the seed, then they can get baptized.
But
then that's where the
baptized,
Holy Spirit comes in.
How get baptized how?
Baptized in the Spirit. There's this, there's baptism in the water, and there's this baptism in the Spirit. Right?
Junior, I got
to
run because I have no idea what you're talking about, and it's not it is not clear at all. But I do know that all that stuff you just talked about, and I've heard the Christians say they're doing all that stuff, but that has never worked, and it would never work.
It's in the Word, man.
It's in the Word.
It's in the Word. It's in the Word. Look, Jesse, it's an honor, man.
It
Take
is,
care.
Junior.
Stay blessed. Hey, it'd be an honor one day to buy you coffee, man. Not just through the app. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and get your little Jesse Lee Peterson coffee. Something. You know what I mean?
Right on.
But stay blessed.
You
and
too,
thank
buddy.
You for allowing me to talk. I'll call next time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Junior.
All right.
Bye.
All right. No problem.
888-7753-773. Let me go to Nora out of Michigan. Let's see here. Nora, you are on the air.
Hey, Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Noah.
Good, good, good. Hey, real quick before I ask my question, are you planning on going to Detroit anytime this year or no?
Going where? To Detroit?
Yeah.
Right now, I don't have it planned that I'm aware of.
Okay,
if
all
I
right.
do, we'll definitely announce it.
All right, thank you. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the Iran situation. And I'm going to pass the blame. You know what? I'm going to do what Jesse Jackson does, and he's famous for it, and that's passing the blame, you know? So let's be honest right here. I think Barack Obama is the one to be blamed for this whole Iran situation, man. Barack Obama is the singular worst president in U.S. history, one of the worst. And this nuclear deal that he made with Iran was just terrible, Jesse. What's your opinion on the nuclear deal he made with Iran?
Based on the information I got from it, I've heard about it, is that when the father Messiah Barack was in president, he gave them a lot of money, I'm told.
Yep.
And then as a result of getting all that money, they were able to start building nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
And I remember Obama kept drawing red lines, and then every time the man would cross the red line, he would draw another line, and then another line, and then he ended up, according to his story, ended up giving them a lot of money. And that's why Trump is saying, no more. We're not going to play that game anymore, and he's not doing that.
Yeah, I think we wouldn't have had these problems right now if Barack Obama did the exact same thing Trump's doing. If Barack Obama had simply just said no to Iran and said, hey, you guys shut down your nuclear facilities or we're going to bomb you, he should have done that. But no, he's too scared to do it because of the Democrat Party. They got a chokehold on him.
Obama doesn't have that kind of courage anyway.
He doesn't. He doesn't. Right. And if he did, if he had any courage, just like he went after Bin Laden, he should have used it then and there.
Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you, Noah. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You have a good rest of your day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Christy, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Christy, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I have a question for you.
Okay.
When I was younger, my parents, taught me or instilled Christianity in me and that sort of stuff. But I had gotten away from that but never really knew what was the proper way to go about being, of God. And I'm a female and I'm 58 now, and I'm trying to get closer to God and do right by God. But I also wonder what's the proper way to do it? Do I go to church? Do I just keep praying like I have been? Or what is your suggestion for me?
Get to know yourself first. Pay attention to what's happening inside of you. Do you have anger?
I think the older I get, the less anger I have.
Do you have anger?
I probably do at times, yeah.
Do you have anger?
Yes.
You do?
I don't know. I have anger in certain situations, but that's it.
Do you have anger?
I'm not sure.
Well, this is why the first step to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you got to see what's going on inside you and be honest about it. You got to see that. The one thing that is separating you from God is the anger that's in your heart, because anyone who has anger is of their father, the devil. Any little bit of anger is of their father, the devil. And that the heart of that person is wicked. And until you can admit you do have anger and you judge, you're playing God. And as long as you play God, you're not going to know God because you think you are God. That's why you judge. You think you know right from wrong, and you're playing God. And until you can
I do.
You do what?
What you said.
What?
That sometimes I do judge, and I, you know, sometimes I do judge.
You judge all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you admit that? How will you ever know God if you can't admit you're wrong?
I'm trying to, you know, I guess understand this sort of stuff, you know.
Understand that you need to admit you're wrong for judging?
Yeah.
You don't understand, you think you're right for judging?
No, I don't.
And so why is that difficult to understand? And if you admit you are judging because you are angry, you're playing God, why is that difficult to admit?
I guess everybody, you know, tries to think that they're good people, you know, so to say. But
we're not talking about everybody. We're talking about you. Why is it hard to admit that you're no good and that there's nothing good about you?
I think that if I did that, I would... I don't know. I would be afraid to think that of myself, I guess.
And why? Who would be afraid to think that? Who are you?
I'm nobody.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I guess, you know, that in order to survive mentally, you know, that I have to hang on to that there is good in me.
And what's good in you?
What is good in me?
Yes.
I think a lot of the times I have a good heart, you know.
What's good about your heart at times?
I'm thankful for what I have. I do take time to be grateful for what I have and for what God's given me.
What is good in your heart at times?
Love that I have for, you know, my family.
And how can you have love and hate? Can you hold for me, Christy?
Yeah.
Don't hang up. Hold on. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
They say that Iran's drone swarms are a challenge. no challenge. Or maybe they are a challenge to U.S. air defenses as troops in the Middle East are facing rising threats. Sustained Iranian drone attacks are driving the Pentagon to expand their layered counter-drone defenses, including interceptor systems and emerging laser technology. Fun, cool stuff. War increases or helps improve technology because it's a life or death situation and they better get at it. And they're also spending a lot of money. And so, interesting, I guess. That's according to Fox News, all right? This is the end of some serious mess going on in this whole here world, right? But don't worry, our greatest President Trump helping to clean it up. It's Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, March 12th, AD 2026. It's the end of hour two, third hour coming right up, y'all. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We do see them, appreciate them. All right. It is Hake News on Fake News. And after the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report is coming up, y'all. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby. Did you catch Punchy TV? Check it out if you're somewhat interested, you know, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV on YouTube, all right? It's also available on audio podcast. You can search it. It's on Apple, Spotify, and many other platforms on podcast, audio podcast, that is. And it's on the Rebuilding the Man Substack, all right? Bond Rebuilding the Man Substack, Bond/JLP. All right. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network. I do have some Commie Nonsense Network stuff for you guys. But Trump is going to release 172 million barrels of oil from Strategic Petroleum Reserve, according to Ground News. You know, because gas prices and oil prices or stuff like that, trying to keep it a little bit stable for y'all. He's looking out for the people, you know. It's true. There was this GOP representative, Ogles, O-G-L-E-S, or Ogles or something like that, said that Muslims don't belong in U.S. society. And it got condemnation from the Democrats and some Republicans. But it was an interesting thing. That was according to Ground News. I don't know. Early spring seems to be happening. Or no, it's getting hot down here in SoCal. But a record-setting western heat wave. It's going to be 90 degrees today. That's over 32 degrees Celsius for you communists or globalists or whatever. Shout out. I know that centigrade is not necessarily communist, I guess. Cold air moving into the Mideast and the Midwest and the East will increase the chances for snowfall into mid to late March. Wow. Interesting stuff going on in America, talking about the weather. The cost of the Iran war, they're estimating at least $11 billion in the first 6 days. The first 6 days. Now we're on day 13. So we'll see what happens. You know, the casualties are mounting up a little bit, you know. Interesting information, side note information about the Epstein files, according to Commie Nonsense. They examined dozens of files in the Justice Department's Epstein library. They found Sarah Ferguson, ex-wife. I didn't know he had an ex-wife of Prince Andrew, former Prince Andrew, they call him, Mountbatten-Windsor. She sought to lean on Jeffrey Epstein for financial help and continually showered him with praise, including after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a minor. Separately, on Wednesday, Epstein's longtime accountant testified for like 7 hours, I think, on Capitol Hill. What a mess, huh? And I forget who that guy's name was, but it's not important. It's just dumb stuff, you know? The Save America Act, some side note information, too, from the Save America Act. Elections overhaul bill. Impossible odds, near impossible odds to get through Congress. The White House making it even more difficult, according to CNN. Commie Nonsense. I'm reading CNN. Yeah, eat it. Just swallow it. You're going to take this, CNN. Or you can turn it off or pause and mute. Anyway, I'll have to tell you about it actually during the Hake Report. But Trump has requested some stuff, and we talked about that already, kind of. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a common chelivu. How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is it that she can make him do it instead of the other way around? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats. To donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, look.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Thursday. What a mess. White people can dance. Who said that white people can't dance? He danced like James Hake of the HakeReport.com. Amazing. Let me go back to Christy out of Wisconsin. And so, Christy, you said that your heart is good.
I think most of the time, yeah.
And what's good about your heart at times?
I think my love for my family. I think the fact that, you know, I want to learn more about God. I want to be closer to God.
And why do you think you love your family and you have no love?
Why do I think I love my family?
Yeah.
I think I would, you know, because I would put them before me.
What do you mean by that?
I would always put my family before myself.
But you have never done that in your whole life.
I don't know. I tried to do my best. Like I've raised my, you know, my children. And I've always, you know, tried to be there for them. I know I wasn't a perfect parent by any means, but I've tried to always be there.
You have never put your children before you at all. You haven't put anyone before you.
How, I don't understand.
Everything you've done for your family was for you. You got a thrill from it. And you pretend that it was for them, but it was for you to get a thrill. It was always about you. It was never about them. And that's why.
Okay, I understand.
I'm sorry?
I understand that.
What do you understand about that?
Well, I know that I tend to want to be a fixer of everything.
All for the thrill.
You know, I want to. Maybe. I feel like, you know, in my heart, I feel like I'm trying to be helpful and trying to show my love to them. But when you put it, that way, I mean, you know, that, I mean, I guess that could be the case. And I just don't realize it because I.
Yeah. You know, and it is the case. You lie to yourself. And tell yourself, oh, I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm a mom. I'm just trying to be of love. I'm a mom. You lie to yourself to try to, because you're not ready to face yourself and overcome. But in reality, it's all about you. It has always been about you. That's why you get mad at them when they don't do it your way. And you get mad at them if they don't appreciate you. And then when they do act like, pretend that they appreciate you, you love them. And then you get mad, and then you love them. It's all about you. It has never been about anyone else but you.
I can understand that.
And so, if you want to be one with God again, you got to admit you're angry, and that anger is evil because anyone who has anger, evil, Satan is their God. Not God, not the true God, but the fake God, the small g God, Satan. Do you love your enemies?
I don't think so. I mean, not all the time, no.
Do you love your enemies?
No.
Do you bless those who curse you?
No.
Do you do good by those who hate you?
No.
Do you pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you? Do you pray for them?
Not, no.
So you have no love, and you don't love God. Because, as Christ said, you must love God first with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what God is. God is love. The message that Christ brought to us from God is to love one another. And all who love one another and don't judge one another is in the kingdom. You are of the kingdom of heaven. And sin is of the heart. Human beings' hearts are wicked. And they judge and they play God. They pretend they're better and all kind of stuff because their hearts are wicked. Salvation is of the heart. And your heart must change in order for you to enter into the kingdom of heaven. An evil heart, angry heart, resentful heart, would never enter into the kingdom of God on earth or in heaven. You got
to. So how do I go about becoming one with God?
By admitting that you're angry, that you're resentful, and you're playing God. And when you can admit it, go and forgive your mother because she created you in that image, which is her image, which is really not her, but Satan in her. Forgive her and forgive your father and God will forgive you because you're admitting now that you're wrong. He will change your heart and draw you in. I promise you that.
Okay.
But you got to forgive your mother. Why haven't you done that already?
I love my mother.
If you love her, you will forgive her. Why haven't you forgiven her? You don't have love. You don't love your mama.
I love my mom. I feel in my heart I've forgiven her.
But if you have forgiven her, you would not have a wicked heart. Why haven't you forgiven your mother? Have you gone to her? Have you gone to her and told her you were wrong for being angry at her for screwing you up? Have you told her that?
I did once.
You did once what?
Tell her that. You know, that things that had happened in the past or whatever was, I know that, you know, she was trying to do what was right at the time and, you know, trying to do right by me. And
Chrissy, how will you ever be free and lying to yourself like this?
I don't know. I guess I don't understand.
Why haven't you gone to your mother and let her know? I mean, you haven't done it because until right now, you don't seem to realize or haven't realized that you do resent your mother and you became like her. And that's why your children resent you. Because you're passing on hate to them just as your mother passed it on to you and you're calling it love. How will you ever be free of all that if you don't admit that you have not forgiven your mother?
I guess I don't know what it means to forgive my mother.
To admit that you're wrong for being angry at her. She could not help herself. As a kid, you were subject to her, and you couldn't handle the evil in her, so you became like her. But as an adult, you're responsible to overcome that by admitting you're angry and you're evil, and then forgive her so God can forgive you. But you can't even admit it at this point.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I understand what you're saying, so I'm just listening. I'm just trying to take your advice.
What do you understand about it so far?
I understand that maybe I have like a false perception of myself. Maybe I don't really know myself.
You don't at all. That I can promise you.
Yeah. I just want to.
You want to what?
I want to know myself. I want to do what's right by God as a woman. I want to do what's right by my family. I want to do what's right. I'm just trying to understand what it is, how to go about doing it.
And the way to go about doing it is to admit you're wrong. That you do have anger and you are resentful and you do play God. When you can truly admit that and see that you have it and admit it, that's what it means to confess your sin. I am evil. I've been playing God. And then go and forgive. Your mother could not help herself. Her mother screwed her up. And now that you're an adult, you understand she did the best she could do. So you're wrong for resenting her because she did the best she could do. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you. I realize now you did the best you could do. You couldn't help yourself. And don't ask her for forgiveness. God will forgive you because human beings don't forgive. We are created to admit that we are wrong, and then the Spirit of Truth will give us and make us free. But that's not going to happen until you be honest with that you are evil and you're an unforgiving person.
Yeah,
and that's why you don't love your enemy. You curse those who don't love you because you have no love. You're of evil. And you're never going to know God until you are of love. And love is not an emotion. That's evil.
Yeah, I think maybe a mistake. My emotion, you know, my emotion of caring and, you know, and being close to someone, maybe I mistake that as love.
Without a doubt, you do.
Yeah.
But that can all change when you get to know yourself.
Yeah. And do I just pray? I mean...
You do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
No.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And start doing that. And you do your little hooping and hollering and praying. You're praying to Satan, but pretending that you're praying to God, right? And when you're done with that, be still and know God.
Okay.
And you watch those thoughts. You are not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And then the ones that sound like they're good thoughts are lies, and those who sound bad thoughts are lies. And you got to stop going with that. Be aware of that. Those are the evil demons that made a home in your mind when you became angry as a child, when your mother traumatized you. And watch all that. Don't call it you. And I promise you, you shall know God.
Okay.
Will you go?
And
go ahead.
What is your feeling about knowing the Bible? I mean, I've gotten bits and pieces, you know, and that. Do you feel like I'm trying to learn more about the Bible than what I have in the past, but I don't know if I'll really understand it fully. And so I'm wondering, what is your thoughts on reading the Bible, and what is your thoughts on going to church and those things?
Learning the Bible will completely keep you away from God. And you'll have a head full of knowledge that you sprout out all the time, but it'll just be words, vain words. And you'll feel good about knowing the Bible, but it'll all be vanity. You don't want to know the Bible. You can read the Bible, pick it up and read and put it down, but don't remember it. The truth, the word of God, the truth is in you already. And when you start living from within by forgiving and everything, the truth will reveal itself to you. And you already have it in you. You're just separated from it because you refuse to forgive, to drop your anger.
Okay.
And then, you're not going to find the truth in churches at all. You can go to have you ever watched my fellowship?
I think I caught it briefly one time.
Yeah, start watching that on Sunday mornings.
Okay, on Sunday.
Yeah, rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Okay. Yeah, I think I caught it once, and it was, for me, really, informative, you know what I mean? And just,
And it's because you do want the truth. It's just that you don't know where to look for it. And the kingdom of heaven is already in you. It's already finished. You are no longer, once you forgive, you're no longer a sinner. All your sins have been wiped away. And you drop that anger, you can go into the kingdom.
Okay, good to know.
But you got to forgive your mother. Do you believe me when I tell you that all of your sins have been forgiven?
All of my sins have been forgiven?
Yes.
I don't know. I pray on it that they are.
Do you believe me when I tell you that all of your sins have been forgiven?
If you tell me that, yes. I've never been positive. I can only, you know, ask and hope that, you know, I guess that I haven't screwed things.
So what now?
Screwed things up already.
Repeat that.
I would like to believe that my sins have been forgiven, but I ask God to do that, to forgive my sins.
Did Christ tell you that all of your sins have been forgiven?
No.
He just said, in the Bible, he tell you all of your sins have been forgiven.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That is what I know when, you know, Jesus died on the cross, that it was for all our sins to be forgiven.
And so why don't you know that your sins have been forgiven? Why don't you believe that?
I believe that until recently, I have never had a one-on-one, you know, to ask for forgiveness. I guess I felt like I had to ask for forgiveness for my sins.
But he told you that once you forgive others, he will forgive you. You don't need to ask. Okay. You need to just forgive.
Okay.
You need to admit you're wrong. I am wrong for playing God. And your sins are forgiven.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely never thought that I was trying to play God, but when you put things the way you do, then, you know, I do judge people sometimes, though.
And when you judge others, you're judging God. Christ said, what you do to others, not only are you doing it to yourself, you're doing it to him. The way you treat the least of them, it's the way you're treating him.
Yeah, I never knew that. I guess I've always had this, you know, perception of good and evil, and then I feel like my perception of good and evil is what has kind of directed me through my life, you know.
But your perception of good and evil have only kept you in hell.
Yeah.
It kept you in evil.
I'm sure you're right.
And one last thing. So I want to urge you, do what you want. Stop thinking about God or Christ. Thinking about them is keeping you away from them.
Okay.
Not thinking about them, you will be with them.
Okay.
And you would know them without having to think about them.
How will I know when that happened?
You will know. You got some work to do.
Okay.
Number one, you got to see clearly, not because I said it, but you got to see that you got to forgive your mother, sincerely forgive her, realize she couldn't help herself, and don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. And okay. Whatever her reaction, that's on her. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything. Excuse me. If she get mad, that's her. If she say, I'm sorry, that's her. If she doesn't. You got to work on you because your mother may love being in hell. She may love her misery, and you can't do anything about that. Just don't judge it anymore, and you live your life, and you'll be fine. But you got to forgive by admitting you're wrong for judging, and God will forgive you, I promise you.
Okay.
And then when you were asked your father to help you deal with your mother while growing up, did he help you deal with her?
Yes, my dad did, yes.
And give me an example of that.
I don't have like a specific example, but I think when I felt anger towards my mom, you know, I think I went to my dad as my my peace, you know, my I don't know. I just think that, you know, some people would, you know, their parents or, you know, their moms tell you, you know, you wait until your dad gets home or whatever. And I understood that. My dad, you know, it's not that he didn't discipline us or anything, but I also felt that.
So because of time.
He was the one I went to for safety, you know.
Because of time, did you ever go to your father and say, hey, help me deal with my mother? She's being all nasty now. She's evil. Have you ever done that? Hello.
I think I can't think of a specific moment, but you have never
done that. Why do you lie to yourself about everything? How are you going to?
I don't know.
Be
I'm
free?
Trying to think. I'm 58.
How will you be
so
free if you don't be honest with yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think really because I'm 58. It's a lot of years to
go. But you know, you've never gone to your father and say, "My mother is being mean and nasty. Can you help me deal with her?" And he went and corrected her right there in front of you. That has never happened.
I don't know. I think I think there's been a couple of times where he observed her.
Observing her is not helping you at all.
Well, I mean, being nasty, and he put a stop to it.
So listen, because of time, you got your work cut out. You got to see that you are evil by admitting you are. Because you're angry. And secondly, go and forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her because he married his mom.
Yeah.
And then do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your past. You're not the future. Watch those things and do not call them you. I can see that thought, but that's not me. I feel some pain in my body, but I'm not the pain. Stop calling evil you.
Okay.
And you shall know God.
Okay.
And let me know how it goes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing, huh?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You will know God, but not with your logical, with your thought thinking. With intellectual thinking, the thought, the mind should never know God. It has nothing in common with God. It works overtime to keep you from knowing God because it wants to pretend to be God. But you will never know God with your thoughts and emotions and your mind.
Yeah, I watched, you know, my dad passed away a month ago and I watched him take his life.
He committed suicide?
No, he died from, you know, just old age, but, you know, I was there when he took his last breath.
Oh, okay. Well, may his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
All right.
I just felt like my heart needs changed, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Chrissy, I got it wrong, but call me again.
Okay.
Update me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pulse. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? for rage to responsibility. For rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report, Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at the top of the hour. The guy with the good hair, Hake, check out the hair. Good hair. White people hair. What the? And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place. All over this land. And when he get to heaven, he going to walk all over heaven. Energy everywhere. The American Anchor Baby. He ain't afraid of no ice. Amazing. And check out Punchy TV. We have a brand new episode up there. Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy TV, a brand new episode, all right? You can podcast. And don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. Let me go to Vicky out of Texas. Vicky, you are on the air.
Oh, you know what? I haven't spoken to you in a while,
Whoa.
And I'm so excited to talk
Where
to you today.
Where you been?
I've been doing this, that, and everything else out here.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you.
It's so wonderful to talk to you, Jesse. Boy, great call. Wonderful call with Christy. I wish her well, man.
Yeah, I wish her well. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well,
amazing. I wanted, it was amazing. She just has to live from within and everything will be okay. You know, Jesse, what's the deal with people not wanting to forgive? But it's such a simple thing. It really is.
Vicky, your phone is fading in and out.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, if you stay still right there, you're fine.
I'm not moving.
Okay.
I'm not moving.
All right.
It's like, I know why. It's people live in their thoughts. It's not difficult to forgive. It's not. It's easy. God's ways are easy.
And a lot of people have been told that anger is good, and they don't want to let it go because they've been lied to that it's good. So they don't forgive because they think anger is good.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I thought that growing up as well, it's just normal, but it's so abnormal.
Yes.
And it does keep you from God because when you let that go, then you are free. You're free. You become free. And then you live from within and you live with God and you're present with him all the time. Life is wonderful. That's what it is. But I want to answer that biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Because people are blind and men are weak. men are weak to allow women to do that. I'll tell you what, my first two marriages, I did that.
I was going to ask you, did you do that to your husbands?
Oh, the other two all the time. And they bowed down to me like I was their God.
What a mess.
Oh, it was horrible. But this one here, I've been married almost 30 years to this one, Jesse.
Yeah.
And he set me straight from Jump Street. Like he was in the Marine Corps and he was tough anyway in that sense. But he had this manly presence about him. that I hadn't seen or noticed in the other guys. I knew that I had them, you know, from Jump Street. I had them, you know, like women know when a guy is weak, we yeah. just know that we can just take advantage of them so easily. But with this one, he's so different. And that's why we've been together 30 years and I don't give him any problems because right from on. The beginning, no, he put the fear of God in me because I told him one time he came home at like 3 a.m, right? From base, he came home and I was upset. Of course, women, you know, being upset. Nah, 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 nah. And so I was like, I want you to sleep on the couch tonight, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, really? Is that what you want? Well, it's not going to happen. He was like, if you want to be, you know, separate from me, then you take your ass, he said, out on the couch. And didn't give me pillow, blanket, nothing. Like I had to find my, like I grabbed a coat from the closet or something to put a pillow under my head. I sat out there and froze most of the night. And then I got up and thought, oh, you know, like women do, oh, I'll go in and just be nice to him and all that. And he'll let me back in. Oh, he man. Locked the door. He locked the door on me. I couldn't get in.
Right on.
And so it was like, I could not get in. And I think we went through that another time. And then I learned after that, oh, don't play with this one. No way.
Right
so it was
on.
Like, I saw I had an alpha male and I just love the alpha.
Amazing.
Amazing, bro.
Right
I just
on.
Want to tell you my little story. That's my answer.
Right on. Well, I appreciate that, Vicky, and it's good hearing from you. Call me again soon.
Always, brother. I love you. And tell everybody else hi there. I love y'all.
I will tell them, and I love you as well. Thank you.
Love you, too. God bless you, bro.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Let's see here. Ron, you are on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Ron.
That's good, that's good. This call is in response to a call you had about 4 or 5 months ago from a white guy. He was pretty upset that his nephews, who was black, were calling themselves Indian. I know you don't remember that call.
No, I definitely don't.
I always wonder why white people were getting mad at that. But anyway, if I can get some participation from the experts, if they could look up a word for me, that'd be great. And that word is Negro de Terra.
Why don't you look it up? Why don't you look it up?
Oh, I have it looked up. I got it looked up right here.
Oh, so why do you need them to look it up if you already have it?
As a witness.
But what do you think about that word? What do you mean? Because of time, what do you mean by that word? What it means to you? What does it mean to you?
Negro de Terra is a phrase by the Spanish, which means Negro of the land. Negro of the land. And they also had a word called Negro de Guinea, in which your experts, they see this right now, because I know they're looking it up.
They're not
Negro
looking it up.
Negro de Guinea means Negro from Africa.
Let me do this, Rob, because of time. What does all that mean to you?
That means this country owes the black people in this country rent.
Why are you still tripping on that?
Because they
stole that ain't going to happen. Why are you still tripping on that? Why is that important to you?
I'm finna answer it. To correct the guy who called 4 or 5 months ago upset because his nephews were calling themselves Indians.
And why is that important to you?
It's not that important because I waited 4 or 5 months to bring it up.
But you must have been important to you thought about it for 4 or 5 months.
What's so important about the phrase, the phrase that I just gave you prove to you and the JLP audience that blacks were here far before
right.
Columbus.
That don't prove anything, and no one cares.
Negro the terror.
Right. That don't prove anyone, and no one cares about that.
Negro the terror. Look it up.
Ron, nobody cares about that.
I know. I understand that, Jesse.
And you shouldn't waste your time on dumb stuff like that.
You shouldn't tell me what to do with my time, respectfully, sir.
For your own happiness, you shouldn't waste your time on dumb stuff. But do what you want. You're right about that. You do what you want. But that's a waste of time, right?
Negro the terror. Look it up.
All right, Ron. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. What the? Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, it's been a while, and so, says Michael Young, why do people who don't even like Trump, or when you ask them, do you love Trump, they always say, they pray for him every day. Does that sound like love to you, Jesse?
No, it doesn't. Thank you, Mike.
Justin from Massachusetts, 5. Listening to you daily has changed my life, and you are helping me stay on the correct path to God. Also, thank you for White History Month. Amazing.
July just feel white. Get ready. We celebrate White History Month in July, and if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, this July will be our 8th year or 9th year?
I think it'll be our 9th annual.
9th annual year of celebrating White History Month. So white people, make some babies, have a bunch of babies between now and July. Get busy. And the shirts, we have White History Month shirts. Are they able to get them down there? No? Okay. We'll announce when you can get those. But we have White History Month t-shirts, and they're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin from Mass.
Yeah.
Jelly L on Cash App. How do you feel about praying over food before you eat?
What I recommend you do is just before you, when you sit down and before you take that first bite, be aware you're about to eat. And while you're eating, stay present. I challenge you to stay present through the whole meal. It will have an amazing effect on you. And that's what you should do. Most people think, oh, Lord, thank you for this food. Thank you, Mama made it. Mama, thank you for all your mama's love you put into it, or your wife's love and all that mess. It's not about the woman. It's about staying present. And when you eat to remember, not to forget. And when you drink to remember. And not to forget. But most people forget about God the moment they take, even with the Bible sitting right next to them, they forget about God. So when you eat, don't go unconscious, and you'll be fine. It'll be amazing. Thank you.
Norris T, 5 gift memberships on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Thank you. Amazing.
Larry H with more Super Chats.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Have you ever we had a dream that you could?
Coming down.
That you could do anything?
Oh, me.
My taxes hit, so I...
Repeat
so
that.
Have you ever we had a dream that you could do anything? My taxes hit, so I'm what they call Nicky Wawa rich.
Amazing. I don't quite understand the question, though.
You never dreamed that you could do anything?
I dreamed once that I can fly.
I've dreamed more than once that I can fly.
I really saw myself flying. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Thank you, though. I wish you well.
Larry H., he lent the vine to the Jew, and they killed Jesus.
Amazing. I don't quite understand what you're saying, but okay. Thank you.
It means that God sent Jesus down to the Jews, and they killed him. Shout out.
Jesus is not dead, folks. I tell you, he's alive. I thought I saw Jesus. And I tell you, he's alive. Jesus is not dead. What the?
Soaking music.
But thank you, huh?
I said soaking music.
What's soaking music?
That's when we're preaching, mm-hmm. We're making an altar call. and there's music in the background.
Amazing.
And if you're feeling the spirit right now, come on to the front and give, give. Anthony L. says with
Nick played the music for the giving.
Yes, he has a cool sunglasses, smiley.
Thank you, Anthony L.
More than one, actually.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Larry H., Iran was Persia, but they changed the name in 1924.
What a mess.
Wow.
What a mess. Thank you.
Candy on BitChute on Pilled.net. Jesse, what about hurt, despair, grief? I grieve continuously, and I just feel so sad, Jesse. Is that evil?
Yes.
Is it a faith issue?
No, it's evil. Cut out. It's all ego and vanity. And the grieving too long will cause depression anyway. What the? Drop it and stop being so vain. You don't have to be that way. Thank you. I wish you well.
Man from Red Earth on X live stream. We're live streaming on X, JLP Talk.
Right on.
I've slept on the couch too many times.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Yet another from Larry H. Homeless cuss Jesse out. Jesse buys him McDonald's. Not this Jesse.
Right. I mean, you're talking about somewhere else, but thank you.
Nick LeBoy on Rumble. Bible Thumper Thursday. He's drunk as a bastard. I disclaim.
Amazing. Thank you.
LOL. The way I see it, Jesus is the Son of God and the perfect human being whom humans were supposed to be and can be. God bless. Love you, Jesse and crew.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Adam, Jesse, when you said that Jesus is the mind of God, that rung true to my spirit. I about flipped the tables on that note, LOL. That is so beautiful to see that clearly now. Music to my ears, man.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. You haven't seen anything yet. You're going to be surprised how you've been deceived from the outer world. Live from within. Amazing. Thank you.
Justin K., Bible has had too many revisions. Follow the truth.
Right on. Thank you.
Patient Riot, whomever mentioned it, yep, it's been 7 years. Wow.
About what history mark?
I don't know.
Oh, they talking about something else.
Maybe.
What would they say?
Yep, it's been, to whoever mentioned it, or whomever mentioned it, yep, it's been 7 years. Wow.
Amazing.
I don't know if it's talking about, because in 2019, I don't know, yeah.
Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy is gone. Let me go to Calandra out of Tennessee. Calandra, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Wow. She has risen from the dead.
You're so silly. I am here.
And she is alive.
I am alive and well.
Right on.
How you been?
All is well. How all you doing?
All is well. Right. I can say all is well. I just, you know, I'm just trying to just keep doing what I've been doing, the silent prayer, and just stay on the narrow path. Like right. You've been saying, stick with it.
That's right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yeah. But I was calling to answer the biblical question.
How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
Well, so when I was married to my kids, to both of my kids' dad, weakness and I could say maybe fear, weakness and fear.
So the wife is able to make the husband sleep on the couch because he is weak and has fear?
Oh, yeah. Fear and weakness plays a big part in it.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And because females, they like to, you know, hang over things like the kids and, oh, I leave you or, you know, I stop, you know, cut off certain things, benefits and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think that's probably... You know,
wow, amazing.
You know,
from what I've heard and what I've seen, and you know, from my, you know, my lesson is, you know, when I was married to the, you know, kid's father, you know, I shared some, you know, some of those, you know, try to steal the fear in them as well, so I can have control over certain things. And you know, and in the minute today is like, okay, you know, I can admit it without hesitation.
Right on.
I can admit it without lying or without, you know, trying to get, you know, blame him or anything like that.
Right,
you know,
on.
I can say that, hey, I did that part.
You know? I really appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Calandra.
Yes, and I will be watching, and I've been watching, and I've been wishing everybody well. Mimi remind me so much of me because we live in our head.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say I live in my head.
Yeah.
And you know, living in my head, and it's kind of hard to do so, and just the crying, and just you know, not fully getting the understanding, you know. But that's just me.
That's right. Stay with it, and it get clearer and clearer and clearer.
I believe so. What's the Cash App? Do you have anything else in Cash App? Do you have like a Venmo or something that I can, you know, start sending?
How can she work Cash App?
Like a Venmo or Zelle?
It's Bond JLP on Cash App. No Venmo, no. Well, there may be a Zelle, but you have to call the front office if you want the Zelle. I don't know the Zelle offhand.
Okay, so I would probably just.
But it's Bond what? JLP Cash App?
Bond JLP is Jesse's cash app. Call the front office 323-782-1980 to get the Zelle. I'm not positive about the Zelle. I'm pretty sure we do have it, but.
Okay. All right. I would do so.
Thank you, Calandra. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you. Thank you. Bye, crew. Y'all have a good one.
All right now. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to first time caller Preston out of South Carolina. Preston, you are on the air.
Hey Jesse, can you hear me?
Yep.
It is an honor to speak to you. I've been listening to you for years.
Amazing.
But I got a question. You say that we all have to go to our parents or our mother and forgive them.
Yes.
What if we have no anger or hate in our heart whatsoever towards our mother? Should we still go and forgive?
You have none toward your mother, you say?
Yeah.
And how do you know you have none toward her?
Because I never think about what she did in the past. I never think about anything negative about her. It never crosses my mind.
And why not?
Because I don't have any hate towards her. I don't think of her in a negative light whatsoever.
And why not?
I still talk to her. She lives in a different state. She'll call me once a week.
What?
And
have you forgiven your father?
No, not really. That's one thing I do need to do.
And why haven't you forgiven him?
Because it's kind of like my daddy was. Man, he was mean growing up. He was a high school baseball coach, and he was real strict in sports and stuff. And he kind of pushed me away from him. He was a very angry person.
What did he do to you?
He favored my brother a whole lot because I wasn't my brother was like the mascot of the family. So my mama kind of raised me. My daddy raised my brother.
That's why your father didn't like you, because you were just like your mother. You identify with your mother, and so you treated him in the same way your mother treated him.
Yeah, you might be right.
No, you did. But because you resent your mother, she enforced her will on you. You became like her, so you see your father through your mother's eyes and not your own. But you're still stuck in a fallen state. Anger, resentment, judgment, hate.
That's what's wrong with the world today. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you just like your mama.
God. Hey, I got one more question about silent prayer.
Let me do this to be fair to you. Are you able to call me tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, and when you call, remind the screener that I asked you to call back, and I'll go right to your call.
Yes, sir, I will. I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I am so out of time, folks. I tried to get to everybody and they mama if you're black, everybody and their mama if you're white. What the? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really. Stay present. Walk with God at all times by keeping your mind where your body is. Always know where you are and what you're doing, and you'll be fine. I am out of time. The Hate Report. And thank you all for your support. Did we get you on a super chat?
We did not.
Let's hit something real fast.
Nice. Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Lori. Hey, Jesse, do you think it was God who told Abraham to kill his son to test him? Or was Abraham perhaps being deceived by the devil and God intervened and saved Isaac? Doesn't make sense that God would test Abraham like that.
That's amazing. I don't know. That's a good question. But I can respond, but I don't have time right now. Thank you.
Derek. Quote, whoever is near me is near the fire, and whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom.
I rest my case. That's deep. Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22:13. Is this not Jesus saying he is God?
That's amazing, no. But that was Brandy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Brandy, I tried to get to your call. I guess you were busy. No.
Thank you, Brandy from
Thank
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Anthony L. with the other cool sunglasses sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Marcus G. Hake, why did you skip my super chat? Triple question mark. I paid good money, sir. And then tan or black light skin face palm emoji.
Did you skip the super chat?
If I did, I'm not aware of it.
Forgive Hake.
Forgive
he knows
me.
Not
I shall.
What he does.
I shall hunt for it, but I'm pretty sure I read one from you. Yesterday, anyway, but I'm not sure. ADHD777. I'll look for it, sir. ADHD777. Nick playing music for the giving. Ha 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 ha.
Thank you. Bible Thump on Thursday.
Shout out to Bill West. Chirp Alerter 5000 games for rec 5555555565. I put an extra five. My bad. And the rest of the D Live crew.
Or beta. Thank you.
Alpha.
I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. Just ask Marcus. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I'm glad we got to them.
Me too.
Right on. Thank you. And Hake is coming up now. And then the Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby. And check out Punch and TV. Bye, folks.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.